Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. You want to get in 215-592-9494. Now at 9:15 today, we will be doing life advice. I'll be giving life advice to people today. So that should be interesting. Do you have any advice, John, for me on how to give life advice to the audience?
Tom, you have such a rich tapestry of living and loving and learning.
I have no clue what that
draw
means.
From
okay,
for well, you're married, you got three kids.
Yeah,
you know, you deal with stuff every day.
Yeah, we'll sit. But I'm not.
I can't wait to hear your sage.
I'm not well versed in giving people life advice, but we'll see. Take it at your own risk. But
don't try to read a 14,000-word document when you're, what, is he three or four now?
My kid's four.
Four.
And I just, yesterday, he's just trying, like, he just, look at this, do this. I'm like, I just need, like, 20 minutes.
They don't,
to
they
read
don't
this.
Care.
No.
Getting 20 minutes
just
from a four-year-old.
Just driving me nuts. But you want to get in. I'll be giving life advice later on. You can either tweet us or text.
You gave me
so
good
people,
advice.
Welcome to do that.
Already today. You gave me great advice.
What did I
Tom.
Give you? What advice did I give you today? Well, I've given you the advice of getting behind Joe. Where are we with that?
Well, that's stupid.
Are you going
so
to?
This is different. This is an actual good direction that you're pointing me in. You said stop trying to read the Joel Embiid sees you article on your phone.
Yes.
Because I complained. I've been trying to read this thing for so long now. It keeps resetting, like if I
you
if
have
it,
a
if
computer.
It closes,
that's what I told. Him.
I know. That's what sage like Tom, talkative Tom, sage like and talkative Tom. Is that too long a nickname for you?
I'm waiting for you to wrap it up.
Sage like and talkative Tom, you can
read it on your computer.
Advise on, because you really did a great job telling me to read it on my computer. It won't reset.
It won't reset.
And I can go right back whenever I want.
It's
easily
a lot,
reading the
a
article.
A lot easier for you. But I do need to follow up, John. Where are we with the you getting on board with Joe? Because this is my mission for the week. By the end of the show tomorrow, I want you fully on board, fully behind Joe DeCamera. We were talking about it yesterday, the afternoon show versus the morning show.
I mean, I guess if Joe is
willing. Are you a little more? I feel like I'm getting to you a little bit.
How about this, Tom? If Joe's willing to admit that he's doing this not because he thinks he's a better athlete than Jack, but because he thinks he can, like, use his veteran wild
savvy,
his veteran savvy and cunning to outwit Jack in feats of athleticism.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Joe is doing this competition, this one-on-one competition, because he believes he's a better athlete one-on-one with Jack Fritz. Joe versus Jack.
Maybe he is. And you should support him in that. This has become a show versus show thing.
I don't believe that he is, and I want him to eat a slice of humble pie.
I mean, I get where you're coming
from. You've worked
with
him too long, John.
But you just need to. Yeah, exactly. Like Rhea said, you got to understand that's not going to happen. I mean, Joe will probably not eat the humble pie, even if you put it right in front of him. So I just think you got to get behind. You heard what they were saying about
he's
James yesterday.
He's trying to eat
that
the humble.
That was terrible.
He's pretending to eat the humble pie, and it's fooling people like you into thinking that he's doing this for some other reason. Like, doesn't it bother you that Joe thinks that he's a better athlete than Jack? And he scoffs.
No!
It bothers me, maybe, because as a former athlete, I felt like, and now I'm learning things about Jack, like he really didn't play
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it's not like Jack's an athlete
baseball.
Either. Neither of them are athletes. that's what it comes down to.
A lot of things have shifted. You know, the playing field has shifted a lot during the duration of these contests. So, yeah, I've learned things that have bothered me about the guy I was backing in this whole thing, Jack. But he still is the guy that I'm more behind than Joe.
All right.
I can't deny the way that I feel. And I do, as I said, hope that Joe eats a slice of humble pie. So if I root for him, that would be rooting against what I truly think is best.
We'll continue to try to, I'll try to get to you a little bit. 215-592-9494. Should John get behind Joe DiCamera? You want to get in on that? You are welcome to. Let's go to John in Allentown. What's up, John?
TK, I'm so glad you picked up on me right after John. Listen, just like the Sixers organization has turned me into a non-basketball fan, which basketball was my favorite sport growing up because, you know, I was kind of poor. So basketball courts were everywhere. John is turning me against John.
Turning you against John?
Yeah. John Ritchie, you can't get on board with supporting your buddy. Are you friends with Joe? John Ritchie, are you friends with Joe?
Yes.
Then how can you not? You don't even have to say I think
I'm also
Joe
friends with Jack.
You're better friends with Joe. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know about that. TK, I don't know about that. At this point, I don't know about that. I think he might be better friends with Jack because to be with Joe all this time and not understand that it's not about whether Joe is a better athlete or not. It's about supporting your friend, your coworker, the guy you sit next to.
Jack is also my friend and coworker.
Dude, you don't sit next to him every day.
No.
John, we come from the same area. We came from the same area and played sports growing up. I even followed you in high school. And, like, I don't understand where this mentality, like, guys from where we came from don't have that mentality. Like, Rhea has the mentality of, hey, you're talking trash on my boy, I got his back. Like, where, John, you're disappointing me. You're so disappointing me, man. It's so I'm so upset by this. It's even I'm so more upset by this than the Sixers. Like,
this
John,
is,
you got you're disappointing me, man.
Well, I wish I could.
You were an idol to me.
I wish I could change the way that you feel about.
Well, you can.
This.
You can support. You can. Support Joe. You can change the way he feels.
I
you have the power.
I do not support Joe's endeavor to prove that he's a better athlete
All
than
right.
Jack
Why not?
Fritz.
Well, John, what do
Why
you
don't
got?
You support it,
John. What do you got on the Sixers, man?
Just like I was saying, guys, the guy that called earlier about how this organization and the way I've treated players, like. Again, basketball, like, to me, was every day, right, growing up. The Sixers were every day for me growing up. Like, all my life, the Sixers. And they have just turned me against basketball, period. Like, to the point where I don't watch basketball. I don't watch the Sixers anymore. Like, the last 2 years, I have not watched the Sixers game.
Well, yeah, I mean, this year especially, John, they were really difficult to watch. What do you have for somebody that's multi-talented?
Oh, man, you know, I thought about that really hard. And Steve Martin. So multi-talented.
Yeah.
You know, actor, comedian.
Stand-up comic, singer.
And one thing he does that I have never seen anybody do on a level he does, he plays the banjo at a world-class level, which is not an easy instrument to play. It's wild.
I didn't realize he was a banjo player. Thanks, John.
Oh, yeah, he's incredibly multi-talented.
Steve Martin, 2 days in a row for the side topic.
You're going to have to start watching some of his more recent things.
Well, I think that, maybe. That's the definition, I guess, of being multifaceted. You get mentioned in the side topic 2 days in a row.
50-year career.
Yeah, you got to be doing something right. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to everybody's calls when we get back. Do you blame the Sixers or Joel Embiid more for the failings of this organization? We'll read more from this piece, some more interesting things from this piece on ESPN.com yesterday. And when we get back, we will let you hear a little bit from the ESPYs last night. Shane Gillis was the host. And
Mechanicsburg's.
Some things to say about the Eagles. So we'll get to that when we return. I'm Tom Kelly, in for Joe DiCamera. This is the Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. My